The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're gonna be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/goals. I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
2024, we are 1 week in.
One week. It's convenient that the start of the year started on a Monday.
It was really interesting.
It was like a super perfect fresh start. New week, new month, new year, all on the exact same day. Mm-hmm. And here we are, 7 days later.
You know what's going to be really fun is that, is it a leap year? So then it messes things up. I was going to say next year, it's going to be a Monday.
How would you know
so
that?
So then that's how the years work.
It's going to, but it was on a Monday this year.
No. Well, okay. January 1st is going to be on the Sunday next year, which means January 2nd, when everything starts, when people like go back to work, is going to be on a Monday, which is also going to be really fun.
Okay.
Because then you're like, got a whole, you know, of course,
yeah, people can't are wait like, for 2025 when that off. Happens.
I can't wait.
2025
is my year. Our friend came to visit for the new year, and the next morning I don't know what possessed my like explore page on Instagram to just have all the old, like, New Year memes, and it was literally, like, you know the beach one, it's, like, 2012,
and then washes away,
and it says, like, 2012, and then below it, it says 2013, so that the wave washes away the 2012. Anything like that, I was just sending in.
Any, like, New Year's meme, but it was, like, about old years.
About old years, like, 2014.
Happy 2014.
No, my favorite one is, like, these are not funny, but they, like, kind of are. It's like already messed up 2024. Like 2025 is gonna be my shit for real. It's gonna.
Mm-hmm. But that's not the case.
That's not the case.
But that's
we're
not
rocking
the case.
With some ins and outs of 2024 because 2023 was our year. 2024 is our year. 2025 is our year. Like it's
every
all
year,
your
year is your year in
you
different ways.
You can't denote a whole entire year.
Absolutely not. So, in terms of what we've talked about with the new year in 2024 so far, a couple episodes ago, we talked about New Year's resolutions and our take on, you know, setting your vibe and your vision in terms of goal setting rather than hardcore resolutions. I need to change things. I need to cut things out. Then we talked about whether or not you kind of need a niche going into the new year. Should you pick one route?
how should you kind of determine who you want to be in the new year? And today we're talking about our ins and outs, because I think that really goes along with the vision of the new year, of like choosing a vision versus getting really nitpicky about resolutions. Because when you sit down and think about what your ins and outs are, it's going to help you naturally kind of filter through your life and in a more natural and maybe exciting and creative way, kind of put yourself in the right path forward.
There are also so many trends, I guess, around the new year, like my vision board, my this, my ins and outs, obviously, like what are obviously New Year's resolutions. I feel like there are just a lot of trends that pop up, yearly recap, all of those things. Which one is like, they're all great. They're all interesting. I really, really like the ins and outs this year that's trending because, I mean, we've talked about this before, but we always say, obviously, adding things to your life is, it's positive. It's a lot of the time it sticks more. And when you add something, it pushes it out. Whereas when you take something out, it leaves open space that could be filled by maybe a positive. It could also be filled by negative. You know the drill. We've talked about this a lot before, but I do think it is really important to not only focus on the ends. Sometimes you just got to take things out of your life and you just got to say, I'm done, and be done with it.
Yeah.
And so I like having both sides. I did realize that a lot of my ins and outs, a lot of my outs were like not doing this or not having this. So they were like kind of ins just in the opposite direction.
Sure. Wait, out with not doing this. So it's mostly like an in?
Yep.
Okay. That's interesting.
Before we get into the episode though, make sure you're following at Girls Goals Pod on Instagram. Both of us, at Catherine Kinnean, at Caroline Hunt. Every time I say something, you're like, a dog.
Like a dog.
Tilting their head.
Tilt my head and smile.
Before we get into the big part of the episode, though, make sure you're following at Girls With Goals Pod on Instagram and TikTok, adding Catherine Kinnean and at Caroline Kinnean on Instagram and TikTok. Those are just our personals. Those are also always linked down below. So if you want to, if you get curious, if you want to hang out, click on those. The podcast TikTok, we post a lot of clips on there. And then obviously on the Instagram, like new episode reminders, some extra things, some quotes, some photos of us if we, the rare occasion that we take photos with each other, and then our personals.
We got a lot on there.
Like it's pretty much a glimpse into everything we talk about, and
in content form.
I really do like posting on Instagram. We talk about social media a lot, and some obviously posting on like my public accounts person is very curated, intentional. But I love a good photo dump. I'll put my friends on my main account. Mm-hmm. I do also like having a private account. I have like literally 30 followers on there because there's so many jokes, and I'll get into this. This is one of my ins, but okay. Our friends are so funny and I love them so much, and there is always a bit running.
Yeah,
you can't do something without having it turn into a bit. And yesterday our friend posted, two of our friends within the group have been dating for 2 years now. Their anniversary was yesterday, and so obviously the guy posted a photo of the two of them and was like, happy birthday to my best friend.
No,
and so
not birthday, anniversary.
Shit, happy anniversary. Happy, anniversary. Happy 2 years. Happy two years to my best friend. So then we all chimed in and posted our own like anniversary photo of just photos of us with each with each individual person would post a photo of like them with the two of them. And was like,
happy 2 years, guys. Of you guys dating. Happy 2 years of all of us being together.
And sometimes those things just hit harder on social media. Sometimes jokes are really funny when you use this format of social media ironically, and that's all I have to say about that. There wasn't really a point. That's a high, honestly. That was a point, because we like, I like being able to actually communicate with you guys or connect on a visual level besides just talking into the mic out
as
here
as much as we love talking long form.
I would say that's one of my highs of the week, because I just love when we run with bits. The other bit that we do is when it's someone's birthday in the big group chat, it's just like, happy birthday, Caroline. Happy birthday, Caroline. Happy birthday, Caroline.
And everyone has to say it, and you can't break the chain until everyone has said happy birthday.
And that's expanded into a lot of different things, like Merry Christmas.
And like cake and candles, my brother.
That came from a meme. Yeah, I know. That's an Instagram thing. So funny. Anyway, so my high of the week was that, also with those same people. We went on a ski trip. We went to Canada. 6-hour drive from Boston up. I drove. I love driving. I really do.
I'm so happy you do, because I dislike it
so much. Caroline rode shotgun the entire way. And
I'll be riding shotgun.
George Ezra. That's like so 2016.
I know. So coded. 2016.
Also,
coded.
Side note, I think this year is in the same alignment. Astrolog- astrologically.
Astrologically.
What did you say yesterday? You said you did the same thing.
I said something wrong.
Oh my god, what was the word? It was really funny.
Probably astrology.
So astrologically. astrologically.
It's the same.
It's the same year as like 2016. Obviously, because it's like 2016, 2020, 2024.
Oh, interesting.
You know what I mean? It's gonna give the same energy.
Let's hope this doesn't give the same energy as 2020. No, hope it skips that. And
no,
it's
not like that. Not like energy. That. Not like that. Like 2016, 2012. Mm. Want to go back?
Yeah.
2008. We may have a housing crisis.
2006, 2002. I was born. So this is kind of my birth year reincarnated.
Cannot argue with facts. Okay, highs and goals. We went on a ski trip. I bought a new snowboard. I had the time of my life. My friends were very kind and waiting for me because it was so icy. It was so icy. And they're all skiing in like...
The one snowboarder.
You know,
there were
being the one snowboarder of the group when it's really icy. And I would say I body it though.
Yeah,
I would say
I
body
great.
It. Because at first, brand new snowboard, I haven't... this is the first year that
brand
I've
new
ever
used
like...
snowboard.
Brand new used snowboard... brand new bindings, brand new boots. So,
okay.
And it was, anyway, but this is the first year that I've not had a pair of skis and only had a snowboard.
Mm.
So that was that. It's also, we haven't really gone cause I hate the cold. We all know I hate the cold. I haven't gone in maybe 2 years.
Yeah.
Skiing or snowboarding, but it was so good. And half the mountain was closed. Cause obviously at this time it was like mid-December and half the mountain was closed, so it was either like an icy blue or an icy black diamond or an icy double black diamond. or the greens were mobbed and everyone's fallen up the wazoo, and that's just like not the best experience. So the first day I was like, guys, I'm really nervous. Which to my defense, I was like, guys, I really don't want to do a black diamond.
It was kind
of
the
completely
only option,
fine.
Though.
I was completely fine. And I don't know what prompted me to be like, oh, I'm nervous right now. Like, I shouldn't do this. I'm going to like low-key hold myself back. You know what I was thinking as I was going down once when I was bodying it? The first day back, like, I fell. Took some big-ass wipeouts a few times. The other days, I didn't fall once. And I was like, why was I kind of nervous before? Like, trying to play it safe or play it easy, you know what I mean? Because I know I can snowboard,
yeah,
and I know I am completely fine on like a black diamond.
Well, you
and
were just easing
trying to
into
keep
it by the third day. You were like cruising and you weren't falling at all, so you just eased into it.
No, but I was thinking going down. I was like, why was I playing it safe?
Mm.
You know what I mean? Or being like, in the moment, everyone was falling. Everyone was taking some big ass wipeouts because it was icy. And one day it rained so hard. And then we went the next day. And so obviously it was just a sheet of ice. However, it was kind of fun falling.
Yeah.
It was kind of fun. And so you kind of need to do that in order to get good. Some other highs of that trip were the day that we got rained out. We made brunch. We like cooked breakfast.
Yeah.
Had a whole thing in our Airbnb. And then we're like, we need to get active. We need to get outside. So we went snowshoeing. And the Airbnb had like 4 pairs of snowshoes. I wore my snowboard boots. A couple of our other friends just like put on their skis and used their poles
went
and like
through
DIY
the woods.
Cross country skied. We built a ski jump. We built a snowman. We had a snowball fight.
Yeah.
One of our friends was visiting from New Zealand and he came with us and he was like, this is the most snow I've ever seen. And honestly, I'm really glad we had a mini snowball fight because I'm like, this is so like American children.
It was wholesome.
Snow Northeast core, you know
what
I mean?
Yeah, I would say that was my high, was just like a snowy getaway with friends and we had a lot of fun with it. It hasn't been all that snowy at home in New Hampshire, like looking
that's
outside,
why we went
I don't
to Canada.
See a touch of snow, so it was honestly really nice that we went and did this long weekend in Canada because it was like we made a little winter wonderland out of it and our cabin was super nice. We had a hot tub, so post skiing every day we would all sit in the hot tub. But that day when we got rained out in the morning, so we didn't go to the mountain, and then the skies cleared up, and we just all hung out outside, was actually so wholesome and fun. Like, building a snowman, having a snowball fight with your friends. The guys built a ski jump, and we're just, like, boys being boys in the backyard. And
I went off the ski jump on my snowboard, and I didn't hit it right in the center, so it was just a little baby because I hit it off the side.
It was just wholesome. It was really, really fun. It was just fun, kind of, like,
playing around in the snow with friends. Like, when's the last time you did that?
A couple weeks ago in Canada.
But before that, no, probably never.
I love, and I feel like I've had this for like maybe a solid year that it's been consistent with just all of my friend groups love to play. Like, for lack of a better word, play. And that is the best thing ever, because I think that comes down to, one, just having people who are into that and like are down for an activity. That's on my ins, absolutely. But it also comes down to like how well you click with people, because obviously everyone is funny. Everyone is who they are, and your personality may or may not click with people. And if it doesn't, then you're not going to be like as active, you know, if you're not as like social butterfly extrovert maybe. But when you're with the right group of people, it's so fun. Yeah. And you want to do you want to build a snowman.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's an exciting part of going into this year, is I feel like I have some of the best friends in the best friend group right now, which, you know, you can't say that every single year. And I definitely have not been able to say that every single year. So that's exciting. And definitely we're putting playing and activities on our ins list for the year. Do you have a low of the week?
No, probably that I've just like not, again, had a solid routine.
Yeah.
Just because obviously I haven't. When I'm excited to go back to school, to be back in Boston, to be like in a city. I love being home when my friends are around. But like, if you know, we've talked about this before, being home, it gets tiring, gets taxing, even though I'm doing nothing. I would like to be doing things, but like, you have, at a certain point, it's great to not have a ton of responsibilities when you're like back visiting home. It's a really weird thing. But after a little bit, that relaxation period wears off and you're like, I'm just bored now. You know what I mean? And I'm like, I know I have things to do, but I'm not going to do them because they're not pressing, really. Mm-hmm. Like, not in my environment. You know what it is? Anyway, I'm excited to be really busy. That's also my ins and outs list.
Mm-hmm. I would say my low of the week was probably just the driving back and forth from Canada, because it was like at least a 6-hour trip
you
both
slept.
Ways. No, I didn't sleep though. I was just shotgun. I didn't drive, so I feel for you for driving.
No, here's
no,
my theory.
But I would say honestly, it's hard for me to pick a low from the week. I don't really feel like there was that much of a low. So if I had to choose one, I would say it was the like 15 hours spent in a car during the week. But
yeah, that's true.
My goal this upcoming week is to. It's the last week before going back to Boston and going back to school. So to kind of tie up all the loose ends of this past 6 months, get myself packed up and not feel stressed about it. Like, I don't want to leave anything to the last day. So I kind of want to chip away at packing and checking all the boxes that I want to check off before we go back to school next week.
I think we've found out that we're taking different approaches to packing, Caroline. The other day, literally New Year's Day, people slept over at our house, and then the morning we're all sitting in the kitchen and Caroline whips out a piece of paper. She's writing what she's got to do for the week.
Yeah,
like, Monday I'm gonna pack this, Tuesday I'm gonna pack miscellaneous.
I was like, miscellaneous. Yeah, but then I was like, Tuesday we're gonna record this episode, Wednesday I'm gonna record
this
it was reel.
All the things we need
yeah
to
it
do.
Was just things that all the things that I need to lay out for the week and then try to split them up throughout the week to make sure I'm not
but she started her packing.
Oh yeah,
her boxes like packed up in her room. My
I cleared a whole trash bag full of stuff out of my drawers in my bathroom. It was awesome.
I don't know what's wrong with like drawers, but they just accumulate things. I think that my personal strategy for packing is going to be 10 p.m. the night before. I'm just going to go through all my clothes and say, yes, I want to wear this, or no, I don't want to wear this, because that's the thing. I don't want to bring a ton of clothes.
Me too.
So I'm going to bring like, I'm going to make a little capsule-esque wardrobe. Whatever is left, I'm going to leave it here. Next time I'm home.
You can bring it if you want it.
Next time I'm home, it's going to be, I'll go through and be like, donate, give away to my friends. Maybe I want to keep this. You know what I mean? I'll deal with that then.
I agree, though. I'm not bringing my entire closet back to school because it's just unnecessary. That's what kind of what I'm excited about, is like going through and just like picking my select, like best favorite things.
Right. I need the best because that's the thing. I always say this. I always do this every time like we move to a new place. I am like, okay, I'm only going to take what is really good. And then somehow other things creep in. And then all of a sudden you're like, why am I wearing this sweatshirt from sixth grade? It's gross.
Yeah.
I don't need this right now.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's not matching my energy. So I'm going to go through and bring like maybe one box.
Okay,
maybe
that's one box your goal, of clothing. Then.
Obviously,
that's
another box of like sweatshirts.
To successfully bring a capsule wardrobe to school.
Yeah, my goal clutter. of Friday night is to do that. And then the other thing I'm gonna do is like put a toothbrush and my little makeup bag in a bag, and like that's kind of all I need. Maybe pack a backpack with my computer and stuff.
Yeah,
that's literally all I need to bring. And I know I said this after.
I mean, you have some room stuff. Like, you want to bring, like, some toiletry stuff and, like, your jewelry and things like that. But there's not too much, though. We don't have any furniture to bring.
Obviously, I'll bring that, but I don't have any
miscellaneous. You're like, what's miscellaneous? I'm like, jewelry and what's in my bedside table and things like that.
It's just really funny that it was on the list. It's miscellaneous. Okay. Ins and outs. Pretty much, Karen and I just made a list.
My biggest in... Or maybe not my biggest in, but one on the top of my list is hosting and having dinner parties with your friends.
I have that.
And I knew you would too, because it's something we've been talking about for so long. Because we were enjoying it last year and we've been enjoying it through the summer. But like, I feel like we've been really amping up and like prepping our ideas for this new year of the things that we're going to host and the themes of the parties that we're going to throw.
Essentially, we have a couple friends that come over every single week, family dinner. Mm-hmm. This year, we're doing family dinner on Sunday. Last year, it was like, oh, what day are you guys free this week? Blah, blah, blah. This year, I'm busy. I'm booked and busy all week because I got night classes, unfortunately. So, there's lipstick on your tooth. That's an out. Big out, lipstick on your tooth.
My bad.
That was a bonus, guys. That was a bonus round. But this year, I'm like, we're doing Sunday dinner. Yeah. It's going to have to fall on a Sunday. And because everyone's eating dinner on Sundays, you know what I mean? So it's just a thing. It's just a thing we do, and we'll make time for it. And it is what it is. And we always cook new recipes and like cook well, not just eat well. Because when I'm like, oh, I'm eating well, I'm like, oh, here's a chicken breast and like some veggies. You know what I mean? Thrown together. No, this is like, let's sear the steak.
Right.
Let's try a new technique of cooking. Yeah. That's what I really like cooking with these guys, because it's that base, not like, oh, what are the macros in this?
But I also love, like, not even just that weekly dinner that we're gonna do, but all of the other fun things that we have planned with other friends and other ideas of like, oh, let's host this theme of a party, like
this
let's
is,
have a
I don't know
let's
what
have a
possessed
fake
me.
Wedding party, let's have a fake spelling bee, or like let's just have a nice dinner and cook together. Like, I kind of love things at someone's home or at a place, or even if you go out to a nice restaurant, but something that's like a bit more intimate than like let's just all go out and drink and dance at a club together, but like we're not really going to be able to talk that much and it's not really about that. Like, I love, like, let's host things this year and do some more intimate activities.
I don't know what possessed me to like come up with these things, but I have a long list that is just themed parties that to do with our friends. Mm-hmm. And it's the friend group that makes all we make the jokes, you know. Amazing people, would die for them, trust them with my life. Also, funniest people alive, and I love the banter. Some party ideas that we're doing. One, we're having a spelling bee next weekend. I'm hosting it. I've been coming up with a list of words. We've been waiting for this day for everyone to be back in Boston together so we could do the spelling bee. And I can't wait to watch them try and spell the absurd words that I've put together. Another one, obviously, like wedding party. I feel like that's a classic, though. Everyone's going to pick a name out of the hat, and then that's like your role for the wedding, and then we do the wedding. We tried to do that literally like 3 years ago and we never did
it. Yeah, we could totally pull it off really well this year though.
Yeah. Another idea I have is an auction. So everyone brings an item. It really doesn't matter what it is. and then you get Monopoly money or some sort of currency, and then it just gets auctioned off. and another thing is everyone pulls a name out of a hat, sneaky. And then the next time we hang out, you have to come dress as them. It's like the Kris Jenner party. You know what? You remember that?
Yeah, when
they did
all
that for her birthday.
Kris Jenner.
And they all dressed as a different era of her. It's like doing that with other people.
Yeah.
Another one. Same idea.
Oh my god, she has so many.
I have so many. And these aren't even like the best ones. These are just off the dome right now. Another one is everyone just like comes up with a distinct character, writes it down, and then again like pull it out of a hat, and the next time you have to come as that character and like acting
that's
character.
Like in the Victorious episode where they go to that acting thing and like the last one to break character wins.
Oh my god,
that's funny. Yeah. That's fun.
No, but then we can, if you go out, you have to keep that character.
Yeah, I also had the idea that we give people like different identities, and then the play is like you have to go out and it's like who can convincingly play it off the most, you know? Like who can get their number in someone's phone with that fake name and identity? Like who can, you know, solidify themselves as this new person?
This is another one. This isn't a theme night. This is just something I want to do to like mess with our friend. Is Mac, if you're listening, stop. Stop. Pretty much every time we're all hanging out, someone will be there before, or like one of the guys that lives in the house will be like, tell me what this kid's wearing, and then I'll come dressed like eerily similar to it, and everyone will like, you just be like, oh my god, you guys look like twins.
You guys are twinning,
and then it'll happen again, and then it'll happen, it'll just like keep happening.
So he's like, every single time she sees our friend Mac, she's gonna be dressed in the same way as him.
I gotta censor the name so they don't know what it is.
Over and over and over again.
He's gonna know it's him because he's like, in the most loving way. Like,
it's easy to joke with.
The love language is just like pranking people.
Yeah, he's easy to joke with. So, this was a lot of ideas for how you can also take on the in of hosting dinner parties and hosting fun activities and events with your friends. I think that's clearly a huge in for both of us because we're both very excited.
That also connects to my in about having comedy bits within your group. We have a, like, genuinely, once something happens, it is never out of the bit rotation with this group, and it's the best thing ever. The other thing that this, I feel like, connects to is, oh, friends that don't want to do activities, that was in my outs.
Yeah, that's
sorry, out. If you don't want to do an activity, I'm sorry, I'm trying to be busy, I'm trying to, like, do the things I want to do with the people I want to do them with.
It happened,
I mean?
Once had a all friend say, maybe you should find other people to do activities
I was like,
with.
I literally just want to hang out at some point in the
she
next,
was
like
I just
want
to, like, do something. She's like, maybe you should find other people to do activities with. And it's like, you know, okay, that's out this year.
That's out. None of that.
None of that.
I don't really like an activity. I was like, okay, so what?
What do you like?
Are we friends or not?
What do you like?
The other thing is telling your friends that you love them. Duh. This is my favorite thing. Anyone in, if we're like going to sleep and everyone's staying in the same house, it's like, good night, love you. Or leaving, you're like, bye, love you. You know?
Bye, love you.
Okay. On the same friend, I'm just going to bunch all the friend.
Okay,
in the notes.
I have some too.
Friend anxiety. Mm. If you're like stressing over your friends. I realized this the other day when I like something, we were trying to make plans for something with a couple of our close friends. And without thinking, I like sent a text about something. And then maybe like 30 minutes later, I had something else to say. So I sent the text. And then like maybe 30 minutes later, I had something else to say and sent another text. So there are like three different thoughts or three different texts back to back. And then, like people responded to all three. You know what I mean?
All
like, responded, and, like, they sent a couple things. And I was like, oh, my God. I didn't, like, overthink that. I wasn't like, ooh, am I
triple texting?
I didn't triple text. Like, if it was worded weirdly, like, it wasn't, because they're not going to think it's worded weirdly because, like, it's just a good relationship, and there's no friend anxiety there, and you can actually say what you really mean and, like, say it completely rather than being like, is this too much? Am I being too much? Like, are they going to never respond because they think I'm – like being overbearing right now? No, I just wanted to know when you're around and what you want for dinner and like what we're doing later.
On a similar note, I wrote out as any friends that make you question whether you're actually friends.
Yeah,
I feel
same.
Like we've recently been somewhat focused on like friendships and relationships and talking about that. And I feel like that's mostly because it's such a hard thing to navigate. And so many people have like had their highs and lows with it, including us. And so I think that that's like a huge priority of this past year and this upcoming year, is like, instead of having had some bad experiences with friends in the past, being like, out friendships altogether, it's like, no, out friends who make you feel anxious, out friends who make you feel like you're not really friends, and in friends who you're always comfortable with and you can have fun with, and friends that you can throw these parties with and have events with, you know? Mm-hmm. It's taking ins and outs in a different way instead of just being like, out friendships altogether.
Another note on, not necessarily friendships, but people. I stole this one from TikTok. I've been seeing it a lot on people's ins and outs lists on TikTok, but it's weird hater girls.
Weird hater girls.
Out. People
mean,
who just, like,
girls.
Hate to hate.
Yeah.
Mean girls. You know what I mean?
Mm.
And,
energy
and the
has
weird,
never
the
sat
weird
right
hater girls.
Me.
I think the word weird is really important because we're making a statement that if you're a hater.
It's weird.
If you're a hater, like, everyone wakes up and is a hater sometimes, and sometimes you're, like, it's valid to be a hater. But if you just are a hater to be a hater out of, like, jealousy is most likely the cause, you're being weird.
That's
being weird right now.
Focus on yourself. Reflect inwards.
I also saw a TikTok that I liked. Oh my God, I should have liked it. Essentially, she was like, let's go back to the basics of insults. Like, ugh, weirdo. Weirdo, like you're being a weirdo. And I think that is amazing. Mm. And I think we need to get back to the basics.
Yeah. No, I totally agree. Like, mean girl energy, that's just never been good. Like, why are we doing that? Because if you don't like a person, like, okay, you don't have to be around them. You don't have to be friends with them, but it doesn't mean you have to be mean.
Right.
Or gossipy or anything like that. Unless, like, you choose they're who's being in mean your to life. You,
if yeah. it's just a natural, like, I don't like this person, we don't get along, like, then of course it can make you upset. Of course it can, like, bother you. Of course yeah. it can do that, but that's not...
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin, and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio and like matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today. If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals, and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
Your prerogative to then go be mean.
It's okay if you don't like somebody, but just like remove the stress of having them in your life by removing them from your life. Like, unfollow them. Don't spend time around them. Don't think about them or talk about them. Because a lot of the time it's like, oh, I hate this person. And then you talk about them constantly. And then you like put negative energy out by gossiping about that person or thinking about them. And it's like, no, just that's weirdo mean girl energy.
Being a weirdo.
You're being a weirdo.
Oh my God. If someone knows whose TikTok that was, can you send it to me? Because I need to like write a comment on it and be like, this is the energy. I need to repost it. I need to.
Okay. The last thing that I have on people and relationships is out is minimizing yourself to make other people feel more comfortable. That's such an easy habit to take on, is like, oh, I don't want to be too much. I don't want to like come on too strong. Oh, this is a new group of people. I should just kind of be neutral so they don't think I'm like good or bad or anything like intense. Jack Harlow has a song, Keep It Light, that I've always liked, where he's like,
should we play it?
He's like, I stay humble so you can have a good time.
Wait, let me play it.
And I feel like that's
right,
such
now.
A realistic line, because it's like so often you just kind of stay humble and keep quiet just so that you can like get along, but at the end of the day, that's just so like, you don't need to minimize yourself or
like, obviously be humble, but like, you should be able to talk about yourself and be yourself and not feel uncomfortable, not feel like you speaking about yourself is
not
bragging
even just
or being
speaking
too
about
much.
Yourself, but
just being yourself.
Wait, not even like minimizing yourself or not minimizing yourself, but your habits or, you know, tendencies, idiosyncrasies, whatever it may be, if you're blocking them or being like, oh, I wanted to say this or like make this joke or like make this sound. You know what I mean? You know when people, like, I make sounds. If I'm just sitting there, I'll, like, make a sound or, like, hum. I don't know. Mm. Or just, like, be.
I'll sing along to the music.
But if you're, like, in a car and you realize, like, oh, I've been singing for a second. Mm. You know, like, we've both been singing and no one thought anything of it. Yeah. That's a huge sign.
In is singing songs in your car.
That has always been in.
It's always been in.
That has always been in. I don't get it. Mom doesn't drive with the radio on. I'm like, you are. Her aux cord in her car has been broken for years.
Never
and
been
she just doesn't bat an eye. She doesn't even realize, I'm sure. I'm sure of it. Which is crazy to me.
Let's go through some fast.
Another in, obviously, waking up early, getting a move on life is the underlying tone here.
Mm-hmm.
Like, getting a move on.
Mm-hmm.
Another in that I wrote is being active, being busy. So this is, if you're hanging out with friends, do something.
Yeah.
If you have, like, downtime, do something. You know what I mean? Of course, everyone needs downtime for real sometimes, but for the majority of the time that you spend, like, up and at it,
yeah,
be active, be busy. It feels so good when you're in that zone. And we've talked about this before, like, being at home, it's really hard to motivate myself to do that. But once you're already in this zone of, like, oh, I do things, I'm active, I'm busy, like, I have things going on.
Yeah, if you're working or you're in school.
Yeah, it's like, oh, let me make turmeric shots right now. Like, I'm kind of bored. Your solution for boredom is very different when you are in an active
state of mind
than when you are kind of in an unmotivated, lethargic state of mind. Because if I'm unmotivated and lethargic, I'm like, oh, I'm bored. I don't even think twice about it. I'm scrolling on my phone. I'm laying down. I'm scrolling on my phone. But if I'm like, oh, I'm kind of bored, I'm like, let me clean the apartment.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm bored. Let me, like, go for a walk. Oh, I'm bored. Let me, like, do my makeup and.
Yeah.
Move
or,
about
or
my
not
day.
Even bored, but just like have downtime, because like you said, obviously everyone needs some downtime in your day. But if you think about what that downtime is, you're probably spending an hour scrolling on your phone, just like consuming other people's content, or maybe you're watching TV, or, you know, you're always doing something with that time. So it's not like don't have downtime, fill all your time, but it's like, what are you filling that downtime with? Be a bit more decisive about that. With that, I said in absolutely is non-screen activities. We're always on our phones and such.
Did you say this the other night?
Yeah, because such an I feel like it's such an easy.
Would you categorize a puzzle as a non-screen activity?
Yes, I feel like it's such an easy pick to be like, oh, let's put on a movie. Oh, let's watch something, and then you just like scroll on your phone or you're doing something on your computer.
Oh, it came
up
because
shopping.
We were trying to figure out what to do with our friend the other day.
And we did a puzzle and we went to Barnes & Noble.
We did go to Barnes & Noble.
Know.
Wow, like, that's so fun of us. Because every day we just like watch a movie. Obviously, it's winter. There's not much to do. We live in a beach town. The sun goes down. In the summer, we were saying this because it was like 5:30 and we're driving around trying to find something to do. We could not come up with anything besides let's go home and like watch a movie.
Yeah.
Whereas if this was the same situation in the summer and we brought this up,
like,
if it was 5:30 in
the
summer, we'd be like, let's go like just sit on the beach, let's go jump in the ocean, let's go like grab a surfboard and go, let's go build a fire, let's do this. Even if you're not in a beach town, because like obviously most people are not in a beach town, there are so
whatever
many more things to do when the lights are out.
Mm. But obviously,
I mean, when it's light out.
Yeah, I love a movie, don't get me wrong, but I think when that's like the default all the time is to just like have screen activities, then it takes away the experience of like watching a good movie and making that special when you do. And also there's so much more that you can do with that time when you do some non-screen activities. So non-screen activities are absolutely in. We have a puzzle going on our counter downstairs. I don't really love puzzles, but it's fun watching my sister
puzzles.
And my mom do them. My
I love
sister
puzzle.
As in, and Catherine. painting.
We're twins, by the way. That's a statement that I feel like needs to be made, because there is lipstick on your fucking tooth.
Holy. Anyways.
ASMR.
Anyways. but like, play a board game.
Side note. I feel like every once in a while I get a DM or like a comment that's like, you guys are twins.
Yeah.
We are.
We are twins.
Yeah.
So, you know, do a puzzle. Do a board game with your friends. I feel like art is always a fun thing. Like, I don't consider myself very artistic, but I love like when girls want to paint together, and when we like paint or draw or do something artistic like that, somebody, we were talking to Gemma from Psychology of Your 20s mm-hmm. podcast recently, and she said her and her boyfriend did a Lego set together. So just like, there's so much more, like you can talk when you're doing non-screen activities versus when you have something on the screen.
It's also like mentally stimulating. Just kind
of watching. It's mentally stimulating. It feels so much more satisfying. Like you really feel like you're doing something. So that is absolutely an in for me this year, is one, limiting screen activities to make them a bit more like rare and special. Mm-hmm. And then increasing non-screen activities because they're very satisfying and you're going to feel more connected to either yourself or whoever you're doing that with.
I found out the other day that one of my friends from home listens to the podcast, and I was like, this is huge. This is like, thank you so much. Whenever I find out that someone that I'm like genuinely appreciate and like listens and like they appreciate the podcast, I'm like, oh my, this is, I don't even know what to do right now. I'm like very happy. And then we were talking about upcoming episodes, and I was telling her that ins and outs were in, and we were all in a group. They're like, all right, what are your ins and outs? So I pulled out my phone and started reading them. And spending money on experiences was the first one that I said in this list. And everyone was like, yes, we're into
it. I have
that
ready.
Because the alternative, and we talk about this a lot, but the alternative is saving. We are either saving or we are spending money on experiences.
Or we're spending money on things, material things.
What? No. My two options for what I'm allowed to do with my money is either save it.
Oh, I thought you were saying those were the only two options in life. I was like, no, those are the two great options other than spending all your money on material things.
Well, there's rent, there's food, like there are a bunch of places that I can spend my money, trust me. But this year, besides the basics, you know, we're either saving or spending money on experiences. And in that realm, like of course, we're always being financially aware and like financially semi-responsible. But I will take it to the grave that spending money on an experience is always a good idea, because you will have the memory forever and money comes back.
Yeah. And that doesn't always have to mean like, oh, I'm spending money on an experience that has to be like a big trip and I'm traveling. It could be going to a nice dinner and drinks with the girls. It could be one of our friends wants to go to the aquarium, buy an aquarium ticket and walk around the aquarium.
The aquarium is unreasonably expensive.
Yeah.
But like $45, I think, for the Boston Aquarium.
But spending money on experiences can be something like that. It doesn't always have to be like the big, giant experiences of your life. But it's like on those activities. It's like
I would rather go to the aquarium ten times for $10 each, than one time for $45.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that people would prefer to spend $10 than $45.
Yeah, but I would go so much more.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'd be like, oh, do you guys want to like just go walk around the aquarium real quick?
Yeah.
Or do things like that. The other thing I have on here is taking photos, like Pinteresty. I think have a vision, execute it. You know what I mean? Like take aesthetic photos, romanticize life. Like that is, at the end of the day, photography is and always will be a thing. Taking aesthetic photos,
I think.
Yeah.
Like take an aesthetic photo of kind of the real moments of your life, not just like setting up something.
Well, yeah, don't go somewhere just to have a photo, but like, listen, the photo we took from the ski trip of me like with white trees with a snowboard at the top of the mountain, I said, we're here for like 5 days. I would like a photo. It's not aesthetic at the bottom of the mountain. It's really aesthetic at the top of the mountain. It looks sick. We're going to go to the top of the mountain. Found a little boardwalk. I took all my jacket off. I took my jacket off. Took my helmet off because I was wearing a helmet. I was wearing a hat in the photo, though. Don't come for me. Always wear your helmet. And stood in the middle. Had a time. Like, took a photo. Took 5 minutes. Iconic. And I'm glad we did it.
And that's a sick photo and you felt good about it.
So you can seek out like extra opportunities to make them good. That's my point in like taking photos Pinteresty. Like take good photos. It's great. It's so much fun. And it's always good to have.
A few other ins that I have are, one, reading, another way to spend some of your downtime. And like I love the experience of reading. I just do. Whether it's a fiction book or whether it's a nonfiction book, they've all got some benefits. I think also investing in your self-care, whether that's time or money, I think it's so important because we will so easily spend $100 on a new outfit or an hour scrolling on our phones, but we have a hard time spending $100 on something that is self-care for ourselves. Like, you know, a skincare product that's going to work really well for you, or giving yourself a massage, or getting a massage gun or something like that. You know, anything that kind of can seem like a high ticket item, but then we would so easily go drop $100 on something that we already have, like clothes. Or we have such a hard time like spending 30 minutes to really take a good shower and moisturize and exfoliate and do all those things, but then you'll sit on your phone for a half hour really easily. So I think intentionally investing in your self-care with your time and with your money makes such a huge difference in how you feel, and it's gonna just feel like such an elevated way of allocating your time and money. That's gonna come back to you so much more than spending an hour scrolling or spending $100 on something kind of meaningless, Will.
Another, let's do an out, actually, because I just read a couple good ones. I'm going to rattle them off. Out, impulse purchases and overconsumption. Actually, this is a big one. But we've talked about it a lot. Overconsumption, you don't need the things.
Yeah.
You know what? You know the things you need. You know the things that you really want and that will, like, benefit you. Beyond that, you don't need to buy a ton of things.
I think overconsumption, actually, when I've been talking to just people in my life about what are my actual ins and outs, overconsumption as an umbrella, I think, would be my biggest out. And I mean that in the sense of like overconsumption, the vibes, like the over purchasing, overconsumption, like over consuming media. Content and media, because we're just so hardwired to need to always be consuming something. And like, that's myself included. Like, I always need to have some sort of music on. I always need to be opening my phone to just check if I have any notifications. I always need to be playing something on the TV while I work so that I like can get in the zone. Like, it's I hard to just do on. Something. And then we also are so prone to seeing the next best thing all the time. Like, there's every single day there's a new viral product that you have to buy. Every single day your favorite brand is dropping new clothes that you feel like you have to buy. Like, I love Skims, but there's a new something every single week, and I always feel like I should buy it. Or there's a new trend and you have to understand it. And you
Trends and micro trends have always been out.
Yeah.
Never been into micro trends.
Like little trends, and they go by in a week, but you feel like you were so consumed by that for a whole minute. Even things like having to watch every show that Netflix or Hulu puts in their top 10. Like, oh, everyone else is watching this, I have to watch it too. Like, being a bit more picky about what you consume and just not over consuming just for the sake of, I have to get that trendy product just like everyone else. I have to watch this series because everyone else is talking about it. Like,
this is last night I was just like on my computer waiting to go to bed. You know, it was 8 p.m. It seems a little early to go to sleep. And I opened Netflix and like clicked on something, and I was like, this is, I do not want to be watching Netflix. Like, I have zero interest in this right now. So then I shut it off, and I was like, this is better. And then I shut it off, I cleaned my room.
Yeah. I do like to watch something, but it's the overconsumption aspect of like, they're always every single day going to be dropping new content and new media and telling you that it's the number one thing in the world, and you cannot physically keep up with every single thing. So being selective about what you actually want to consume in terms of media and content. And I also think the overconsumption of like meticulously following people online rather than living your own life, because like we have conversations about social media, get inspiration from people, follow along with people whose lives you enjoy and whose opinions you like and whose content you like to see, but you don't need to overconsume other people's lives as well. I just think that for whatever reason, we're so prone to overconsumption in so many aspects, and all of those aspects are out for me in 2024.
Other outs, self-tanning. Listen, this, we all know this has been an out for me. I'm not into self-tanning. Do self-tan if you want to self-tan.
I would but say, though, self-tanning instead of sun-tanning, just for the sake of keeping your skin and your body healthy. But we can have different opinions on that.
Wear sunscreen and go get some vitamin D at the end of the day. I don't, like, you know how everyone's like, oh, it's Thursday night, I gotta self-tan, I gotta self-tan. Yeah. When you get into a mood or a rut of it, like, if you have somewhere to be, you have something that you're like, I want a little bit of self-tan, then obviously, like, self-tan. But if you feel like you have to self-tan and you feel like you look better when your fingers look like, I don't even know what, like,
Oompa Loompas.
Oompa Loompas on the top, and then your normal skin color on the bottom, and your the rest of your body's like splotchy, and you feel like you have to do it, and you're like staying up later than you should because you feel like you have to go douse your body in a chemical just to like look tanner.
Feel something.
Just to feel something. That's out. That's the out part of it. And feeling ugly when you don't self-tan is the out part of it.
I think I will continue to self-tan just like on occasional basis through the winter. I enjoy it. But that can be your out. And for me, it's
I haven't self-tanned my body in years. And it's so much better. It's so great. I feel better.
This is good.
Embrace the pale, even though I hate it. A little sun glow is the best. FOMO. Don't get FOMO.
FOMO's
do
out.
Do what you want. Because
FOMO
here's the thing.
FOMO is out.
When I have FOMO, it's because you're doing something different that you, like, need to do. Or it's because you want to stay home. And even though, like, yeah, you're, what do you, you're not, like, missing out on too much. And just enjoy where you're at in the moment. Mm. I don't have much to say on FOMO. Holding grudges or having judgment. No holding grudges. No judgment in 2024.
Just negative energy in your own brain and body.
Right. Because holding a grudge does nothing to the person you're holding a grudge against. It does everything
to you.
To you. It just feeds you with more negative energy. That does not mean don't have any boundaries.
Just means
that means don't harbor the negative energy for
don't that's a
for
good
longer
way
than
to
you
put
need
it.
To.
That's a good way to put it. A couple of other outs that I have. This has always been out for me, but I think that it should be a universal out, is cheap jewelry that tarnishes.
Invest in good pieces,
and they don't have to be pure gold. Like, I love, like, gold vermeil from Mejuri or Georgiana. Those brands, like, you can get kind of a mid price point, and you're going to feel and look so much higher quality if you have some staple higher quality pieces rather than a bunch of tarnished jewelry. Yes, agree.
I saw someone comment on a TikTok about the same concept, and it was like, buy it nice or buy it twice, which is the truth. That's what we say. We always use the example Lululemon or like nice activewear versus activewear that you get from Amazon or Target, like random
you're
brands.
Keep buying it to
you're
try
to
fill
keep
the gap
buying it,
because
and
you're
it's
never
gonna the crotch is gonna sag
it.
A little bit, and the seams are gonna feel like they're 1 centimeter to twisted, and it's never gonna feel right in your body. It's gonna feel like the pants are just like they don't sit right on your leg. Mm. You know what I mean? One, sensor overload. Two, you wash them maybe 10 times and they're shot, and you have to go buy new ones. And then long term, you just bought 3 pairs of $30 leggings when you could have just bought one pair
of $90
leggings.
Yeah,
and had them for I wear Lululemon leggings.
Everything.
I wear Lululemon leggings that I've had since before freshman year of high school.
Wow.
Like almost 8 years old.
Wow. 8 years old. Oh, they're 8 years old. Not you were 8 years old.
Yeah, I was not 8 years old.
Whoa.
Like legitimately 8 year old leggings. And
yeah.
The gray ones, I was wearing them yesterday.
Yeah, I know. And I thought they looked great.
Thanks.
Another out for me, relying on caffeine. I really want to have minimal to no caffeine this year. I've been kind of easing my way out of it the past few months anyways, because at least I just think that I have kind of an adverse reaction to it. I think that it can make me feel anxious. It can make me jittery more than it makes me feel focused. And I just know that there are natural things in life, like getting sunlight and getting movement and getting good sleep, that have so much better effects on your natural energy and awareness and focus than caffeine gives you in an artificial way. And so I really think out is overloading caffeine. It doesn't mean you can't have a cup of coffee or you can't have your Celsius if that's like your habit and that's what you like.
I do have an energy drink on the table over there. I love an energy drink.
But like, you don't need to have 3 coffees a day. You don't need to be bragging about, oh, I like run on caffeine. Like, it's not a flex to drink as much caffeine as possible.
I don't feel the effects of caffeine. Like, I feel it if I drink caffeine late in the day, then I won't be able to go to sleep.
Uh-huh.
But I don't really feel an energy boost. You know what I mean? Or I don't really get energy jitters. I'm not really into coffee these days. We all know I go through phases where sometimes I'm like, absolutely not. This is like, it makes me want to vomit. Just the thought of it. I do love an energy drink though, and I like it for the energy.
Mm.
I like it for the vibes.
Yeah.
I like it for not the like caffeine energy, but the vibrational energy that I get from like, I talked about this before, like pre-workout, any of that. That just to me is an activity that starts my workout. That, like, signals to my brain that it's, you know?
Yeah.
And it's also, like, we talk about habits and rewards. Like, that's a a reward for getting myself.
Yes, it's the reward for getting up, but also the cue for the workout. No, this is so true, and that's why I won't say like absolutely all caffeine altogether is ruled out. I just think an overload of it and the like major reliance of it, at least for me, fills out. I also want to talk about alcohol. I've seen so many people have alcohol as completely as they're out. And I also think so many people have like been more sober curious and kind of like exploring that and being more open to that in the past couple years. I've definitely seen that on the rise. And I am totally in agreement that like, at least for me, getting drunk and being drunk is out. I don't want to say that alcohol is out altogether because I love a wine night. I love a nice cocktail with dinner sometimes and doing that. And I also think for me mentally, like similarly to caffeine, if I say something is completely out, I think that's kind of a hard and tough boundary to have, especially if like I don't have a reason in my life for it to be 100%. I can't touch it. I think it's a bit healthier for me if something stays like, oh, I just want to minimize that. I just want to be aware of that. But I definitely feel like getting drunk is out.
I will say I'm doing dry January. And that's I wasn't planning on it, but then I woke up January 1st and I had the thought, and then I'm not one to like have a thought
and not follow
and not follow through with it, because after I had the thought, I was like, well, now if I don't do it, I'm going to let myself down. You know what I mean? Like, I
know that's so true. I know once you got in your head, you know, you can't.
I'm like, oh yeah, I can absolutely do dry January was a thought. And then I was like, oh, but I wasn't planning on, like, I don't have to. And then I was like, well, that's, let me just prove to myself that I can. And now there's no not doing it. Yeah. So
I think maybe one month or one time in my life, I will totally take that on again, because I've had completely sober times in my life. I was just thinking forward to January of like, I'm going back to school. I'm seeing friends that I haven't seen in a long time. And like,
when you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit with Fleur Marché, because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarché.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
I want to have a wine night with my girlfriends. There's a friend who I've been talking about catching up with over a taco and a mark. So I want to be able to do those things, but just be much more selective and intuitive about drinking. And I really just like don't want to feel drunk, because I don't want to be sloppy, and I also don't want to get anxiety, and I don't want to lose the whole next day to it and all of those things. So for me, that is out this year.
Do you have any more ins and outs? I've out for repeating / we're wearing real clothes this year. I say that while I'm in sweats, but like, be put together at the end of the day. Yeah. It's 2024.
But you can also outfit repeat. We're bringing capsule wardrobes back to school, and we're going to wear our favorite pieces over and over.
Walking everywhere, walking a lot. Again, like living in a city, this comes naturally. If you're like, oh, it's just like around the corner. And then I always do this when mom and dad are visiting. I'm like, oh, it's around the corner. And then it's a 30-minute walk, and they're like, Oh my God.
Another out that I have is working yourself into a burnout. I just think hustle culture can go all together this year. There's a huge difference between being disciplined and holding yourself to standards you know you can meet, and then working yourself into a burnout, which is, it is in the name. You're just going to crash and burn. And so I think that is very much out. We want to have some self-compassion along with the self-discipline. And then in is embracing more feminine energy. I want to explore.
Someone wrote that on my ins and outs question box the other day.
Yeah, I want to explore a little bit more of like what feminine and masculine energy really mean. I think that's it's episode that we would love to have a guest come on and talk a bit more about. But I saw a TikTok of someone, and she was like, and she was speaking about relationships in particular, of how, like, I kind of feel like in my life I can take on more masculine energy, like kind of leadership, stronger energy. I kind of want to take charge in different things. But then when it comes to people and relationships in my life, like, I don't want to feel like I'm having to run every show. It feels really nice to, around people, be able to have more of like a soft feminine energy, and also like with yourself too. And so I think that's something I want to explore a little bit more this year, is like tapping into a softer energy and not having to feel like you're the masculine strong energy 24/7, even though you can also be that, and I find myself being that a lot of the time. I think a better balance with it and kind of being more aware of feminine energy could be a pretty positive thing.
Did I already say not washing your hair? Because that's on my outs.
No, you didn't, but
go going ahead. Out a ton is also on my outs. Like, we have bigger and better activities to do, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Overthinking, but that goes into the holding grudges, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Or anxiety. I don't know if anxiety's just never in. Like, you weren't that bad. Chill.
I think we think of anxiety differently, though, because a lot of people think of anxiety as like, oh, I'm freaking out about what I did or what I said last night. For me, it's like a physical anxiety. Like, I wake up with like a physical anxiety, or like I can't sleep through the night.
Yeah.
And that's awful. So, but in all forms, it's out.
In is appreciating Stanley sitting on my bed behind the camera right now, and he looks like a teddy bear. Like, he looks like he's stuffed with down feathers and they're like felt. His nose is a button. You know what I mean? He's just so adorable. Oh, he just twitched.
And so what's the in attached to this?
Oh, I didn't have an in attached to it.
Oh, you were just making that comment?
Well, in is just appreciating him.
Aww.
Well, he's been very cute.
Yeah. Appreciating the people that you love and making sure they know they're appreciated. Just like Catherine said, tell your friends you love them.
That was our highs, lows. Nope.
that was our ins and outs of 2024. At least the ins and outs that we're feeling right now. Because it's always a good reminder to myself, and I think to you guys as well, that you can change your mind at any point. You can pivot at any point. It doesn't mean that just because this is a new year and it's a fresh week and a fresh month and a fresh year, that this is the only beginning and only time that you can make these decisions of what's in and out of your life. You can do this anytime you want, and especially throughout the next year. A year is a long time. Different circumstances will come at you. These likely will change. And so don't ever be scared to like change your mind about any of the things that you think are in or out now, or to add things to your list of ins and outs, because that's life.
So true. Thank you guys so much for listening and for sticking with us through all last year. And we're excited for everything that's going to happen in 2024, mm-hmm. All the episodes, all the guests, all of you guys that we get to talk to.
We love you guys. We appreciate you. And we will see you next Monday. Bye. Bye.